This is Casey Dolan with your local news and commentary for Wednesday, June 21st, 2023, on KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. As of late Monday, a brush fire near Lake Sutherland, the lake to the immediate east of Lake Crescent, continued to burn with more than 108 acres consumed and 10% contained. 150 personnel and three helicopters fought the fire Monday afternoon, according to Josie Williams, public information officer with the Western Washington Type 3 Incident Management Team, an interagency group that assumed control of firefighting efforts. She said that crews had begun going through burnt areas and checking for still burning embers or anything that might reignite the fire, but that the fire was still not considered fully contained. There are no road closures, although authorities are asking that passersby do not stop along the roadway to watch or take photos. Williams said a temporary flight restriction is in place over the area, which includes planes and drone flights. The cause of the fire is under investigation by the State Department of Natural Resources. The Port of Port Townsend commissioners voted 2-1 in favor of moving ahead to apply for a $2.3 million grant to acquire a variable-width travel lift for Boat Haven. The grant would come from the U.S. Economic Development Administration's Economic Adjustment Assistance Disaster Reliever and Recovery Program and would cover 80% of the total cost of the nearly $3 million C-Series marine travel lift. The new lift would replace the port's existing 27-year-old 300-ton travel lift that requires significant maintenance that makes it unavailable for its operations. The port would provide a 20% match of $586,000 with Industrial Development District levy funds. This was the second reading of the resolution, which had been presented to the commissioners at their May 24th meeting. Commissioner Pam Petrenek voted against the resolution and said she was concerned about the cost of the lift and confident there would be other funding opportunities down the line. Speaking to the Peninsula Daily News, Petrenek said, quote, "My number one responsibility is to our constituents, and I don't have a green light from the majority of them," unquote. But both Commissioners Carol Hasse and Pete Hankis saw more upsides than downsides. Hasse said, quote, "I'm very confident that we should go forward with this. These grants may not last if the administration changes. This is probably the best deal we're going to get," unquote. The news website The Center Square reports that the Washington State Department of Fish and Wildlife has announced the amendment and clarification of existing rules governing special use permits. These changes would allow for new regulations for accessibility permits, allowing the increased access and opportunities for individuals with disabilities. These new rules, filed with the state last month, were adopted earlier this week. According to the Disability Designation and Special Use Permits page, quote, "The changes will reduce barriers that may impede participation by persons with disabilities by streamlining the administrative processes associated with these common requests. The changes will also ensure consistent application of permit standards, allowing for increased equity and efficiency of department services to Washington communities," unquote. Finally, an advisory from the State Fire Marshal's Office. Please be careful with your 4th of July grilling when the weather is expected to warm up. According to the National Fire Protection Association, an average of 10,600 home fires are started each year and 19,700 patients are sent to hospital emergency rooms because of injuries involving grills. The State Fire Marshal's Office advises to keep grills 10 feet away from fences, exterior walls of the house, overhanging tree branches, or any other flammable materials, making sure the grill is stable and level. And before your first time using the grill, check the gas cylinder hose for leaks by applying a light soap and water solution to the hose and then turning on the gas. If there is a leak, the solution will form bubbles. And always make sure your grill lid is open before lighting. KPTZ 91.9 FM broadcasts your local news Monday through Friday at noon and 5 p.m. and at noon on Saturday. You can contact us at news@kptz.org. I'm Casey Dolan, and I thank you for listening.